Welcome to the Bridge Church Podcast. Our hope is that God would speak to you during this time, and our mission is to connect you to Jesus daily.
You guys can go ahead and have a seat, and then what I'm going to do is just kind of set up what the next couple of weeks are going to look like today before we pray. But today we are wrapping up a series in the book of Proverbs. We've been studying the book of Proverbs all throughout the summer. And next week we're going to have a standalone message. In my world, that's just I can pretty much preach on whatever I want to or what God's speaking to me at that moment. I love those times. But then we are moving into a brand new series on August 8th as we're kind of kicking back into fall, get things going. Also, this particular August, this particular fall is big for our church because we just had our 3-year anniversary. And so really we've been praying, our leadership team has been praying and just asking God for the next phase. God, where do you want us to go for the next 3 years? And so during this next series, we're going to be unrolling and unraveling that and talking through that. But we're doing a series called Follow Me, and it's the subline is a call to a new way of life. We're going to be studying the first 6 chapters of the book of Acts. And so, because I first looked at it and started studying through Acts, I was like, let's do a book study through the whole book of Acts. I was like, well, we don't have 2 years. We're going to focus on the first 6 chapters, and just it's a beautiful, incredible, a little wild, a little, you know, just this call to that early church and how God moved in their life. And so I'm really excited about that. So that's going to start August 8th. So just if you're planning for that. And then August 15th is what we're calling a Vision Sunday. And so we're going to be unrolling. This is what we believe in that God's called us to for the next 3 years, and just kind of setting all of that up. So that's August 15th. If you want to mark that down and put it down, mental note to be here on that Sunday, it's going to be really, really incredible time. So let me pray for us. Our base verse today is Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. That's going to be our base verse. And then we're going to teach it. I'm going to teach a little bit through Isaiah chapter 40. So those are kind of our two big places. If you want to find those, find them on your phones. We're going to have them on the screens for you as well. But let me pray for us. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for each and every person that's here in the room, but also online that can hear my voice, God. I pray that you would speak. God, I pray that I would decrease so that you may increase. I pray that you would continue to move, that you would continue to work. God, I pray that if we walked into this place, just carrying maybe a heavy load, maybe we're in a season where it just feels heavy or weary, God, or we just need your strength. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that your words would lift us up. Your words, your presence, God, would bring strength to our souls. We love you. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, most of you know I kind of love history. So when I hear a history story, I try to write it down. I try to remember it. And if you remember this guy named Winston Churchill, where he was the prime minister for a particular time in Britain, kind of led them through World War II. He actually did some incredible crowdfunding, so to speak, things to help Great Britain get through that war, if you're looking back through that. But right after that, 1945, he went up in the election, and he actually lost that election. And of course, he was discouraged. He was upset. He wanted to continue being. He was one of the longest running politicians there in Great Britain. Well, when he finished, his wife, Clementine was her name. That's a great name there. Clementine walked in and said, well, maybe this is just God's blessing in disguise. And old Winston Churchill just kind of walked in, looked at her and said, well, if it is, it's very well disguised. Right? Like, and I love that story because there's so many times that somebody may say that, whether it's inappropriate or not, you know, in that setting, whatever it is. But I believe we have that thought a lot. I know I have in my life, like, well, maybe this is just very well disguised because God, honestly, I don't see it right now. Like, there's just a lot of cloud, a lot of dust, I don't know what's going on, a lot of hurt, a lot of anger, a lot of miscommunication, misunderstanding. And honestly, what I believe that brings is it can bring this sense of tiredness, this exhaustion. I don't know if you've ever been there before in life. Maybe you're there or maybe you're not, but you've walked in that, and it seems like it brings this, for me, the right word is weariness. It's like you just, I can't seem to push through this. You know, I can't wake up and I don't have that, like, that joy. You know, you see somebody walk in that's got it and you're like, I need that, right? Like, I need that. And it's just like this, how do I get that back? Or how do I experience that? Maybe I've never really experienced that in life. How do I get there? How do I get to that moment? And so today, I really began to pray. And actually, I had like half of another message written. And I really felt like on Wednesday, God just kind of downloaded this message to me. And so I just kind of took that, filed it away. Maybe that was for later, right? And so it led me to this verse, Proverbs 18, verse 10. And this is what it says. Everybody ready? All right. Verse 10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe." I love that. I'm going to read one more time. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe." And I love that because the title of a message today is Run to the Tower. Run to the tower. And at this verse, it says that the name of the Lord is the strong tower. And I picture almost this lighthouse scene, this big tower. I actually picture a military fort, this tower, this protection, this wall, because we know if we've seen people, or maybe we've only seen movies, or maybe we're in a military town, maybe you've experienced this, but you're in the heat of battle, and all of a sudden you realize that we're not making any progress, so we need to maybe retreat and regroup, and you find this kind of covering, you find this tower, you find this wall, whatever you can, just to protect yourself from what is in front of you, right? And so I pictured this scene of people being out in battle, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I'm overwhelmed, like things are happening, people are like, all this, we need to regroup, we need to get back, we need to find some cover, we need to find this tower. And I picture that scene, and I also think about the Christian life and how we can get out in the world. And it's like the enemy is coming, life is coming, circumstances are coming. And it's like, I'm not making any progress. I'm kind of stuck. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Do I keep pushing forward and just believing in victory? Or do I find that kind of guard? Do I find that protection? And I love this verse because it says that the righteous, and the term they use here is run to the tower. The righteous run to the tower. The righteous know that if I can find God and I can run to Him, they use this at the tower to represent God's name, to represent who God is. If I can run back to that in moments of weariness, in moments where I feel depleted, moments I feel exhaustion, then I need to run to the tower. But if we're looking at that, that's really easy to say, right? Like, run to the tower. That'll preach, right? Like, run to the tower. Get close to God. But if we're honest and begin to think about that, it's like, well, what does that look like? Like, how do I don't see God, right? Like, He's not in front of me. He's not right here. How do I run to God? How do I get renewed in His strength? And we see this in the Old Testament. And it is a beautiful one. Honestly, it was so much fun. Maybe it's just me, but it was so much fun just picking through this chapter, picking through this verse, because there's a portion of it that is incredibly famous where people have quoted it. Maybe you've seen it on the wall. But the beginning piece is so rich. And I want to read it here in Isaiah chapter 40. And Isaiah is an Old Testament prophet. And an Old Testament prophet was the middleman where God would communicate to His chosen prophet, and then the prophet would communicate to God's people. Would honestly, most of the time in the New Testament, they're bringing warning. They're saying, hey, God's not pleased with the direction you're going. You need to change. And really, Isaiah chapter 1 through chapter 39 is God placing a warning on a particular group of people. And then Isaiah chapter 40, you see the tide start to change, where He says, hey, this is the warning, but this is where you could go. This is where God's calling you to. And so Isaiah chapter 40, we're going to start here in verse 27, and I'll read through down through verse 31. Everybody still good? Amen. You know, I like it when we just, you know, talk back and forth. Okay. Verse 27, it says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God?" I love that honesty right there in Scripture, right? Like, just as a, like, my way is hidden from the Lord. Like, God, you can you even see me? Have you disregarded me? Like, to ask those real and honest questions, and sometimes it can feel like that. Like, God, I'm praying, yeah, I'm showing up to church, but I just feel like maybe I'm hidden from you. Like, maybe you can't see me, maybe you can't hear me. And then he switches it. He says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. And then he continues on here. He says, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall not walk, or they shall walk and not faint. What a beautiful piece of scripture, right? Just a reminder there. But as we get here in verse 28, I think that there is no mistake that the prophet Isaiah, before he gets into, I know you're exhausted, I know you're weary, I know you're faint, and this is how you are renewed. But before he does that, he does a quick little reminder, right? Almost like, hey, let's have a theology session. Let's have this discussion here of who God is. And the first thing, I just didn't want to skip over this, that we see that he says is that God is eternal. That God is an infinite person, an infinite being. And for you and I, that's hard to wrap our heads around because we're finite. We have a beginning and an end, where God does not have a beginning and end. In fact, he is the beginning. He is the end, right? The Alpha and the Omega. He is eternal. It also says that he is the creator, that he created all, that to the ends of the earth. I mean, when God, I love this, because when there was nothing, that was prime territory for God to work, right? And because he is the creator, he spoke our world into existence. He told the ocean, you can only go this far. He told the beautiful May River, this is how you wind, right? This is how you work. Here's how the osprey come in. All those things, right? It's because God is our amazing creator. And then he continues on here, and this is good right here. This we can stop, pray it out, and go home after this. But God does not grow weary or tired. Whew. I know, because I grow weary, I grow tired, but God, he does not grow, he does not wake up in the morning and go, ooh, my joints are a little sore now, right? Like, I played basketball with my son the other night, and like, I'm a little sore, right? No, he does not grow weary. He does not grow tired. The situations and circumstances that are before us, God is, he is the source, and he is the moment for you and I. And then he continues on here. He says that in verse 28, it says, his understanding is unsearchable. For you and I to know that the mind of God, his ways are higher than our ways, that the way he thinks, that we're not even close to being on that level. And I'm here to say that's okay, right? Like, that's a God that I want to serve. That's a God I want to surrender my life to, a God that is way bigger than Daniel Kazanev, right? Because I'm only exist in a certain amount of time, in a certain period, a moment, right? And as Jacob was describing earlier, sometimes I can think I'm way smarter than I really am, right? But God is, his ways are unsearchable. He knows all, and he can see all the pieces from the beginning of time to the end of time, and how every role and purpose and moment can play into that, and even God's timing, right? The kind of the old saying of God is on time all the time, right? And even though that sometimes it's hard to walk in that and understand that, but we see those beautiful things about who God is, that reminder of who God is. And then we see he kind of shifts there, and he starts to tell us a little bit. He says he gives power to the faint, power to the faint. And I love this, because he says, I'm going to give you power, but there's a prerequisite, right? He says, I'm going to give my power to the faint. I'm going to give my power to the weary. One of my favorite stories of, does anybody remember Muhammad Ali? He's a boxer, well-known, like stinging like a butterfly, you know. Well, he was boarding a plane. And he was kind of went into his mode, right? He's kind of always on, and he's talking about all these things and how good he is and walking through the plane. And the stewardess gets up and starts doing their thing, like, okay, we're going to put our seatbelts on. We're going to get this, get it right, all this. And Muhammad Ali begins to speak, and he's not sitting down. He's not putting on his seatbelt. And the stewardess looks at him and goes, Mr. Ali, can you please sit down and put your seatbelt on? And he's like, do you know who I am? Does she not know who I am? I don't need a seatbelt. You know who I am? I am Superman, right? And the stewardess looks at him and he goes, yeah, but Superman doesn't need a plane. Sit down and put your seatbelt on, right? And so Muhammad Ali has to sit down and put his seatbelt on because he's not Superman. I love that because you and I, we don't have to be Superman. We don't have to have it all together, right? There's moments and seasons in our life where we will grow faint. We will grow weary. There are seasons where we are just, I love the honesty of Scripture that says, young men shall fall exhausted, right? Like even youth, even the who have all the life in their bones and joints and muscles and mind are working clear, but even they run dry, even they run exhausted. And at that moment when you and I realize, I can't do this on my own. I need help. God, I need you. You are eternal. You are my creator. Your understanding surpasses all understanding. I need your wisdom, God. And the moment we realize, I need help, I need God, I can't do this on my own, that's the moment where you and I, it's kind of like this moment that unlocks where God says, yes, now your heart is in the place. Now your heart is ready to receive my power, to receive my strength, to allow me to pick you up. Because here's the thing is, we even see this in the New Testament where the early church is going and the Apostle Paul, he has this moment with God, and some don't know. It could be he had this battle of anxiety, or some believe that. Some believe he couldn't really see well and people had to lead him up on stage to preach or whatever it may be. He prayed and asked God many, many times, God, take this away from me. Like, this is causing me strain. It's causing me anxiety. And God speaks to him and says, wait. My grace is sufficient. In fact, in your weakness, my power is made strong. And God is saying, in my economy, there's this incredible exchange where we can bring our weariness, we can bring our faintness, we can bring our weakness. And God says, let me take that, and now let me give you strength. Now let me do this in you, because now when people see your life, they know this is not you, that this is from me. And God gets all the glory for it. And you and I, we can even go back and have a testimony to people of going, you know, I don't know how I made it through. The only thing I can tell you is that God gave me strength. The only thing that I can tell you is that he gave me a strength for that day, like manna in the Old Testament. He gave me strength for that day, and then I woke up on Wednesday, and he gave me strength for that day to keep going, and then on Thursday, he gave me strength on that day to keep going. And it was like God just kept showing up. I kept relying on him. I kept trusting in him. I kept going back to the tower. I kept running to him, and I think that there is this constant dependence on God. But I want to spend just a quick few, you know, a couple, like 3 hours real quick. I'm just kidding. Just a couple quick moments on when there is it, because there's a daily dependence, but then there is a season where you're just exhausted beyond exhausted. Where it's not your average, I'm just going to depend on God kind of season. It's a, God, I'm done. Like, I can't, today I'm not sure. Like, I'm just tired. I'm exhausted. And it reminds me of a story in the Old Testament of another prophet. His name is Elijah. And Elijah was this bold prophet who prayed some incredible, miraculous, supernatural things. In fact, we read in the Bible where he's going against these other prophets called prophets of Baal. And they had this contest, right, where they're all praying and chanting, and they're believing that their God is going to bring fire down from heaven. And so they go into this contest. They start chanting. They start going on and all of these things. And then Elijah comes and he starts mocking them. It's a pretty incredible story if you want to go read it. But he's reading that and they're going through it and all those things. And all of a sudden, of course, nothing happens. And then Elijah comes and he prays one time, right? They're chanting. They're doing all these things for hours and on end. And then he comes. Elijah bows his head in weariness and says, God, I need you to do this. I need you to show up. I'm going to look ridiculous. ridiculous. They're probably going to kill me if this doesn't happen. And then all of a sudden, fire comes down from heaven. Imagine being in that scene. Elijah prays, and fire comes down from heaven and burns up the altar. And everybody sees who God is in that moment. And is a testimony of Elijah. Well, that same Elijah in the next chapter goes, and Jezebel, who is the queen, hears about this and hears about that, what he is doing, and that Elijah killed all those prophets and all these different things. And so she's upset, and she puts out a bounty on Elijah's head. She wants him gone. She wants him eliminated. So you know what Elijah, that bold, crazy prophet Elijah, does? He starts going preaching. No, he goes and finds a cave. And he is so terrified, he is so scared, that he prays to God and says, God, just take me out. I can't do it. Like, the fear, the doubt, it's overwhelming. I can't even do this, God. That same powerful one chapter, speaking fire down from heaven, and it comes. And then the next season, he is exhausted. He is depleted. He's hiding in a cave, curled up in a ball. God, take my life. Right? In this season here, and you know what God does? He doesn't reach down and say, get up, speak to that mountain and move. No, an angel comes, and he wakes Elijah up, and the angel provides Elijah some food, and then the angel backs away. Elijah goes back to sleep, right? Rests. And then the angel comes back, brings Elijah some more food, and what's Elijah? Goes back and rests. He finds some moment of rest. Now, I love that story, because I want you to write this down if you're taking notes, that real quick. It says, the more severe the exhaustion, the more drastic steps that need to be taken. I believe that there's a season of daily dependence, but then there's a season where you and I need to run to the tower and trust God enough to go, God, I need to rest. I need to be in your presence. I need to slow down. I need to stop. And if you're like me, that's almost everything that I can do inside of me to slow down and stop, to slow down and rest, and to trust God enough to go, God, I'm going to lay all of this down. Because in my mind, if I'm trying to slow down, if I'm trying to rest in the Lord, if I'm trying to wait in the Lord, isn't that funny how the prophet says, wait in the Lord? He's like, oh, you're tired? Oh, you're faint? Here it is. Wait on the Lord. And it's like, no, I didn't want that, God. I wanted you to say, just give me that shot. Let me just keep going, right? But he says, wait on the Lord. Run to the tower. Run to his presence and allow him to fill you back up. Because in my mind, what I want to do is all of a sudden the fear comes out. But God, if I stop, the money won't come in. God, if I slow down, then the next opportunity may arise and I may not get that again. God, if I slow down, then what about my kids? God, if I slow down, then what about this, right? Like, all of a sudden, all of these fear and doubt, because the enemy knows, if I can keep you busy, if I can keep you running 130 miles an hour, if I can keep you moving forward and just carry on that stress and that weight, that eventually you're going to break. Eventually, we're going to stop. And God is saying, no, I want you to wait on me. And I believe there's seasons for you and I to stop and go, God, okay, I'm taking on all this. I need to run to the tower. I need to run to your presence, God. I can't do this anymore, God. I need you to fill me up. I need you to refill my strength. I am exhausted. I'm tired. I'm weary. God, I need you in my life. And I believe this, because I'm preaching out of this, because this is a season that God is bringing me out of too, where I look back over 2020 and crazy things and transitioning, and God, I don't know what's next and what's happening here, but God spoke to my spirit, and this verse spoke to my spirit, wait on the Lord. So for the past 6 months, God's had me in this praying season where it's like, okay, everything in me wants to speed up, but God is saying, trust me, be in my presence more. Be in my presence more. And so I believe that in moments, we need to kick up that desperate mindset, that moment of running back to God. And it may look like, practically, you and I, it may be I need to get up and I need to spend time in the Word. I need to pray. And then on my lunch break, I need to do it again. And then when I get home at night, I need to do that again. One of the things that I started doing more and more is prayer walks. Well, there's a section on my calendar, and right there I'm going out, because to me, as you can tell, I like to move, I like to shake, but when I get out in nature, I'm reminded of who God is. When I can see that river flowing, I'm like, God, you breathe that into existence. This is what's going on in my life, right? Like, this is what is happening. And finding that time to get in His presence. Now, that's not a self-help like model, right? Like the self-help motivational speaker is not going to be like, okay, here's 12 steps. Your 12 steps is to get into His presence. It's His promise. He's saying, if you are faint, run to the tower. Experience me. Allow me to speak to you. I was on a prayer walk like 2 weeks ago, and we're praying about a three-year anniversary. I'm like, God, what direction do you want us? Where do you need us here in this moment? And all of a sudden, it's like God began to download just all of these things into my heart and into my soul, and it's like He kick-started some things in my life, and it's being in His presence. It's being renewed. It's being restored in what God has called us to do. And you and I have to be willing to be in His presence, to run in that moment, to trust God, to say, I'm here, God. I need you to fill me in this. And that drastic step may be to find that time, to trust in God, to allow in Him, because there's many different avenues. And I'm just saying that is the first step, because in your time with God, He may lead you to a counselor. He may lead you to community, or He may lead you to eliminate some things in your life. He may, whatever that may be, but I know if I can connect you to Jesus, if I can connect you to His presence, then His understanding is beyond my understanding, right? Our understanding, that He begins to lead us along the way. And how beautiful is it that we have this promise in God? And those emotions, I believe they need to be almost these triggers, these moments for you and I to realize, okay, this is a moment where I need to run to the tower. Where maybe it's high stress. Maybe it's, I got to do this. If I don't do this, I got to press forward. It's going to move on. Or maybe it's just this lingering bitterness or this lingering anger or whatever that may be for you and I to realize that and going, okay, now this is a moment where I need to run to His presence. This is a moment where I need Him to guide me. I need Him to give me strength. And this I believe wholeheartedly. I love that it says, those who wait for the Lord, He will. Like, I love that. I love Scripture. It says, wait on the Lord, for He will renew their strength. He will renew their strength. That is a promise from God to saying, those who wait, those who long, those who hope, those who spend that time walking with Him, trusting in His promises, that He will renew our strength. And that is a hope that you and I can cling on to. That is a hope that we can walk into. That is a hope of saying, I trust you enough, God. I'm going to set this to the side. I'm going to pursue you because I believe that you will renew my strength. I believe that you will bring me strength. I know that you'll bring the right people at the right time. You'll guide me in the right path, in the right direction, because it's your presence, it's your ability to bring strength, and His strength, He is strength. And so it's an endless supply. We can always run to Him. We can always walk in Him. And I want to close because I love this story. Maybe because I have a daughter. But this is a story. This just didn't happen between me and my kids, but there's a story, famous story of a guy walking with his daughter. And so they're out and they're walking through the neighborhood, just spending some time talking together and shooting the breeze, talking about the birds and the trees. And, oh, you see that, you see that. And all of a sudden, the dad looks up and realizes they've walked a little farther than they anticipated. And so, you know, he's just kind of talking with his daughter. And he looks down and he says, hey, do you know where you're at? And she's like, no. And they're just still walking. He's like, oh, do you know how to get home? She's like, no. And then they start walking. He's like, well, you know, dad kind of poking a little bit. Hey, well, are you afraid? Are you worried? He's like, no, right? And so they just kind of walk on. And dad looks at him and says, well, why aren't you? You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you are. You're kind of, we're out here wandering. She goes, no, dad, I'm with you, right? Like just this beautiful picture. And I believe that's the picture that you and I pick. When we run to the tower, we're in His presence. And it's His presence because I believe that sometimes we try to boil Christianity down to these moral ethics. We try to boil Christianity down to this checklist, boil Christianity down to these rules and sets and all these different things. But I'm here to say Christianity is about a person. His name is Jesus. It is about a relationship. It is His promise to say, those in James, he says, those who draw near to me, I will draw near to them. And when we run to the tower, when we get into His presence, He will renew our strength. He will be there for the faint. He will be there for the weary. And He gives us strength for that day. And He may just give us that next step. I believe God's plan comes from being in His presence. And every time we get in His presence, He begins to speak to our heart, because we may be looking for a plan and God is going, I got to do something in you first. Like there's something in you I want to do before I reveal that to you. And so just being in His presence, trusting in Him, and we can hold on to that promise of this is who God is. And so as I pray, and I'm going to invite Jacob and Christy back up as we close here today, the response song that they're getting ready to sing is Stand in Your Love. That's right. Stand in Your Love. And I love that. It's a powerful song, just a reminder of God. Today I'm going to stand, not on my love for you, but on your love for me. God, I'm gonna stand in your presence. I'm going to run to the tower. My prayer is that maybe you're in a season of this weariness. And maybe on the outside, nobody knows. But it, like mentally, your soul, it just feels unrest. Feels like I just can't get anywhere. And my prayer for you is that you would trust God enough to say, God, I'm going to get into your presence. I'm going to spend that intentional time with you. I'm going to spend that intentional time searching out your word, maybe just even listening to your word, of praying into you. Maybe it's open up a prayer journal while I'm journaling out. I'm speaking to God so I can go back and read those. And as God speaks to me, because prayer is a two-way road where we'll speak to God, but God will speak to us, and we start writing those things down. We can go back and read those, whatever it may be. But God, I'm running to the tower. I'm trusting in you. And as we see that, and as I talked about that, Christianity is about a relationship with Jesus, of walking with Him daily. I would love to pray for you. If you've never started a relationship with Him, I'd love to have a moment today to help you walk in that, to say, this is the next step in God. This is His next step in His promise. And so let me just pray for us, ask God to speak to our hearts. But dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. God, thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for Scripture as it guides us. Thank you for the relationship that we have that is open and available to you, God. God, I pray that we just have a moment here today where we can say, God, I'm running to the tower. I'm running to you. I'm seeking after you, God. God, I pray that if this morning we need to have an honest moment with you, I pray right now, God, that we would pray and say, God, I need you. I am weary. I am faint. I am exhausted, God. I need you to fill me. I need your strength, God. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will speak over each and every life that's here in this room, listening to my voice online. God, I pray that we will cling to your promise that says those who are faint, God, that you will renew our strength. I pray, God, that you will bind the enemy in the lives of those who maybe the enemy can see that they're exhausted. God, I just pray that you bind the enemy so they can't speak the lies, the deceit, the hurt, and the anger, all those things into that exhausted soul, God. But it's your words that lift. It's your words that bring faith, God. It's your words that bring hope. And I'm just believing and hoping that you will pray and speak into that, God. I pray that we will rest in your presence. I pray that you will speak to our hearts. And we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's stand and worship.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bridge Church Podcast. If you would like to find out more information about our church, you can simply visit our website at thebridgebluffton.com. Have a blessed day.